Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. It is another beautiful day that God has saw fit for us to live to see today. It seems like the days are getting lighter. I welcome that. But I don't know about y'all, but I like that extra hour of sleep. I don't look forward to losing that hour of sleep. But praise God anyway. Listen, either way, I'm still going to be here in the morning with you guys every moment that I can. So good morning today. We're going to talk about something new. We're going to talk about the words of Christ and allowing them to dwell in us, which that is my theme for this thing here, for whatever the lessons that God has given us here. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Good to see you. I hope you got your Bibles, your coffee, and everything else that you have to wake up this morning. So we're going to talk about this morning the words of Jesus Christ. And I'm always fascinated by what our Lord and Savior has to say. And I pray that the message goes forward. And we're going to be coming to you from Matthew chapter 6, verses 21 through 29. And then we'll jump over to Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. And I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. So bear with me here while I get everything situated. And we're going to jump into this thing. This is Jesus talking. He's teaching about money and worry, okay, in this beatitude. So verse 21 says, and it reads, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The lamp of the body is the eye. And if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one," oh, I love this part, "no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, do not worry about your life." Ooh. "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubic to his stature? So, why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." May the Lord bless the reading of the word. All right. I like that. That's probably like one of my all-time favorite scriptures about worrying and you know, in this world, we live in a world that's filled with worry, doubt, and anxiety. But listen, here's another thing I want to leave you with this morning. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, in the RSV version, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Again, may the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, our attitude towards Jesus' words will determine, watch me now, our attitudes towards Jesus Christ will determine our success happiness and usefulness as his servants. Usefulness as his servants. Servants. Not wanting to be served, but servants. Watch me now. Jesus pronounced a beatitude upon his disciples because they were perceptive in that they used their eyes to see and their ears to hear. He said imperatively, he who hears, let him hear. Right? Now, our Lord brings the Sermon on the Mount to a climactic conclusion by illustrating the value of not only hearing his words, watch me now, but also doing them. If you want to escape a life full of waste, procrastination, laziness, whatever you want to call it, and disappointments, and find a life of security, and find a life, watch me now, a life of security and happiness. Now listen, accepting Jesus' words, right, into our innermost being, as the great attitudes for our life will affect the vitality, right? Watch me now. The vitality and any effectiveness of our prayer life, of our prayer life. Now, to be a mere hearer of the word and not a doer is to fall into self-deception. Now, if you want some scripture reference to line up with what I'm saying to you this morning, go read John chapter 15, verse 7, and then James chapter 1, verses 22 to 25. Now, the Apostle Paul was not wasting his breath when he urged believers in Colossae to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's the theme we're going to talk about. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, right? These words. Now, do you accept as authoritative the great truths, the warnings, the guidelines, the instructions that fell from his lips? And as we continue to go out this year, right? This year, we're getting ready to go into the third month of this year. Let us determine that you and I, right, together, collectively, let's do this, man, that we're going to make it a point to study and memorize some of the great truths that Jesus spoke. I'm going to say it again. Let us determine that we are going to, throughout this year, we're going to study and memorize some of the great truths that Jesus spoke about. Now, the psalmist asserted that we can bring charity into our lives by letting the word of God be our guide. Go read Psalms 119, verse 9. He also declared that we can avoid the way of sin by storing up the word of God within our hearts. In our hearts. You know what? I got a moment here. I got a quick moment. Psalms 119. I'm always weary of the time, but you know what? When it comes to God's word, I ain't going to half step with you guys. I'm going to give you what the scriptures say, right? What the scripture says. Now, what did I say? 119 verse 9, and then we're going to jump over to 11. All right. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Yeah, I want to say that again. How can a young man cleanse? This is verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way, right? By taking heed according to your word. And then it says in verse 11, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Come on now. Let's be real about that this morning. All right, now, I'm going to give you some basic lessons here this morning. Number one, let the words of Christ commend you. And what I mean by that, it is interesting to note that in the seven letters to the churches of Asia Minor, that following a salutation, our Lord spoke words of commendation to at least six of the churches. These words of commendation were spoken first, indicating that our Lord is positive and affirmative and that he looks for the best. Our Lord looks for the best in you and I. Now, if we let the words of Jesus Christ dwell in us richly, they will serve to commend and encourage us and will help us, right, to properly evaluate ourselves as those for whom Jesus Christ died for. Evaluate. Take daily inventory. Yeah. Get that little checklist. Check it off. Now, let the words of Jesus Christ correct you. Oh, none of us, I don't care who you are, none of us likes to be corrected. We hate, I don't care. When it comes to God, and I've noticed this even in my life, none of us hates to be corrected. It's like, oh, Lord, you want me to do what? Really? Can I just do that? And God says, no, I want you to do this. Stay with me. Right? All of us, I'm gonna tell you right now, all of us, including myself, even Pastor Joe, right? All of us are mistake makers. We sin against ourselves, against others, and even against our Heavenly Father. We all stand in need of correction. And if we let Christ's word abide in us richly, right, we will hear, along with his words of commendation, words of complaint concerning those characteristics of our lives that are self-destructive or are harmful to others. Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is eager to correct us. Eager to correct us, not to condemn us and put us down, but so that we can achieve our highest possible destiny in life. Oh, come on, somebody, right? And listen, and any criticism from our Lord will always be positive. I'm gonna say it again. Any criticism from our Lord will always be positive and helpful rather than vindictive. That's good. That's good stuff, right? Now, let the words of Christ commission you. You know, as we read the words of our Lord, we should look for words of command, for they are things God wants to accomplish through you and I. He comes in love to commission us to service in his name. Good stuff, right? Now, the Great Commission, watch me now, the Great Commission is an all-inclusive in its claims upon our lives and resources. Each of us is to be a witness and a worker, right, for our Lord Jesus Christ in the personal world in which we live in, this dark world in which we live in. We're to be witnesses, right? Now, if we will let his words live in us richly, pay attention to those words. If we will let his words live in us richly. Now, he will commission us from day to day as we walk the road of life. Now, let the words, this is good. Let the words of Christ cheer you. Yeah. Get you excited, you know. So you don't be walking around in a humdrum attitude. No, the words of Christ should cheer you up, right? As you face everyday life, those words, the words of Jesus Christ should cheer you up and get you excited. Yes, we will have persecution. Yes, there are things in this world that's going to beat us up, try to beat us up and tear us down. But the words of Christ should get you excited, right? And cheer you up. It is easy to become weary in well-doing. It's easy. We live in a beat down, peer pressure society. And sometimes those words alone will beat you down. But listen, it's easy to become weary and well-doing. All of us have experienced some level of discouragement as we face the uphill struggles of life. And as we have sought to carry the burdens that befall us. Now, discouragement, watch me now. Discouragement is one of Satan's chief methods for bringing about our personal defeat. I'm going to say it again. Discouragement is one of Satan's chief methods for bringing about our personal defeat. All of us stand in need of having a cheerleader, right? A cheerleader along at times to encourage us as we face the obstacles to living a victorious Christian life. Jesus Christ, right, is the faithful witness who wants to give testimony to you in the deepest zones of your being as you face the problems in your life. If you will memorize his great teachings, simple as that. I said it to you earlier. If you will memorize his, listen, he will have the Holy Spirit recall to your remembrance when you need them the most. That's deep. Deep but true. Deep but true. Now, to bring this around full circle, watch me now. Watch me now. Stay with me. No one, I'm going to give you a little thing to think about here. No one can do your sleeping, sleeping for you. No one can do your eating for you. Likewise, no one, right, but you can let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Ha-ha, that's good stuff. That's good. Now, listen, why not start today, right? Begin today a personal program within your life, right, of memorizing some selective verses of Scripture, the words of Jesus Christ, and write them down. Watch me now. You remember we used to do, back in the day, those 3x5 cards, and you know, the teacher would you know, she would give us like a spelling assignment, and we had to memorize the word, how to spell the word. Why can't we go back to basics and memorize Scripture of God's word? We are so in a technological stage, right, that we have every kind of app on our phones, every kind of app on our tablets, every kind of app on our computers, but none of us, watch me now, none of us will take time to write down a scripture or something that we can memorize. This world has become so lazy that if you ever notice, nobody wants to go shopping anymore. You know, we want our stuff brought to us. I sometimes go in and sit for a few minutes before I watch people sit in their cars at a Walmart or a grocery store, and people are bringing their baggage of stuff that they ordered online to their cars. Now, mind you, what happens if someone that's doing all that, right, puts the wrong item? We're the first ones to get upset and say, oh, you put the wrong stuff in my stuff. I didn't order. I ordered this. Okay, then, just like memorizing scripture, why not get out your car and go to the store with your little list and get your stuff yourself? Yourself. Stop being lazy. We have become so lazy that nobody wants to even take time to read God's word. Yeah, I've been guilty of it. Now, I'm calling myself out. I've been guilty. You know what I mean? But in the same token, I find great joy, right? Great joy when I have some selective chapters or scriptures that I bring to memories in my mind. If you want to do yourself a favor, you want to memorize stuff, get yourself an audio Bible. Yeah. And stop meditating on the things of this world and start meditating on scriptures. Start meditating. Get that permeated in your head, in your mindset. Listen, the words of Jesus Christ, listen, get selective words of scripture, the words of Jesus Christ, write them down on the walls of your mind and your heart, right? And then let them become the plaques with messages from God to your heart. Let's listen, as we go throughout this year, right? It's March is around the corner. Okay, if God allows us to live to see March, let's get into that practice, man. I wish I could get us all together somehow, you know, no matter where you are. And we would memorize scripture. We would memorize something. Listen, if you want something positive in your life, if you want things to go right in your life, give it to your Heavenly Father. Give it to Jesus. He's the only one that can fix whatever is broken. He's the only one that can put your life on a solid foundation. He's the only one that can help you forget your past. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Listen, let the words of Jesus' teaching. If you have a Bible, read it. If you don't have a Bible, let me know. I'll give you one. But listen, I guarantee you, because I'm a living witness myself, that when you talk to God and you talk to Jesus, right, and you need help in situations, He will help you out. He will guide you. He will push you forward. And no matter what comes at you, no matter if your families or your friends or anybody else doubt you, we got a Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, that is with us every step of the way. Let the words of God, let the words of Jesus Christ dwell in your heart. And you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Listen, as I strive forward, I still got struggles. I still face issues. I still have sometimes, you know, moments of doubt, worry. Those things try to infiltrate my mind and my heart. But when I come to God, I got peace, man. I got peace that passes all understanding. That's all I got for you this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, as we begin this day, Lord, I pray that you will forgive us for anything that we've done wrong. Help us to live right. Help us to move right. And help us to talk right. Lord God, many times we've gone through many things, and many people in this world have always had shades of doubt about where we are and what we've come from. They'll say things like, oh, you'll never amount to anything. You'll never make it. Oh, you are still that old person that you used to be. No. I'm thankful, Father God, that you've changed me. And I pray that you changed the hearts and minds that are listening to me right now. That when they face oppositions and fears and worries, that, Father God, that you change them. And they can stand strong and say, I'm no longer that person that I used to be. Lord, help us to get more of your word in our hearts. Help us to take our Bibles, our Bible apps, whatever means of the word that we have, and take a moment of scripture and memorize it and apply it to our everyday lives. We can never go wrong when it comes to your word. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around my friends, my families. I pray for the leaders of this nation. Lord, I even pray for our attitudes on our jobs. Lord, I even pray for my attitude on my job. Change me. Rearrange me. Lord, I want people to see you at work in me and not the same old person that I used to be. And I pray the same for everybody here under the sound of my voice. We pray for the leaders of this nation. We don't put them down. We don't throw doubt. We don't throw shade or anything. Lord, we lift them up before you because you're the only one that can do the changing and rearranging. Lord, help us to live your word daily in our lives. Help us to apply everything that we hear as we try to live right in our dark, dark world. Let us all have a good day in you. I pray for healing, sickness, and deliverance. And let us all wake up with a smile on our faces to help us to get through each day. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. It don't get no simpler than that. Amen and amen again. Listen, God bless you. It's good to see you guys. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always being here. And I pray that God's word, listen, let me tell you something. I say it, and I'm going to say it again. Every answer to your life is in God's word. It's in God's word. There is something in here that you can apply to your life to help you live victorious. You want a positive life? Read God's word. It'll strengthen you. It'll encourage you. There's many heroes, I say heroes, that have gone before us and laid the foundation for us to live right. You'll never go wrong. Take God at his word. And I promise you, there'll be great strength and much deliverance. Listen, God bless you. Thank you, as always, for joining me here. And I pray that by the grace and mercies of God, I'll see you next time. Take care. God bless. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldier Delights Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor. Subscribe to the podcast. And I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry, and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.